Welcome back, everyone. Aces Premiership Countdown. The Pig is in fine form. 30-2, he reckons, at the Colts. Not as good as the Prime Train, though. 81 disposals. I bet you haven't had 81 in the paddock. We talk about Anzac Day, what it means to play in the game. My favourite memories as a kid, Zaha Arkas. I'll just tell you now, it's still the best thing that's ever happened. And the Pig scares me before I go on my four-day golf trip to Barnboogle on a plane. He's nightmare with the Essendon boys. Tune in right here, Aces Premiership Countdown. This episode is proudly sponsored by KPI Construction Services. When it comes to construction sites, reliability and efficiency are key. That's where KPI Construction Services shines. With a single call, KPI provides a range of essential services, which includes labour hire, crane hire, and traffic control. KPI is a progressive business with modern plant and equipment across all of their operating states. Focusing on innovation and to avoid the business drifting is always front of mind. We are proud to be aligned with and have such a reputable company partnering with the show. Aces, I know I always go on about the Rixies, but I got huge news. We have all our styles and colours restocked on the website right now. Get online, grab some sunglasses at rixeyewear.com.au right now and use our little discount code Aces if you want a 20% discount code on the house.
All right, Tommy, let's get stuck into the podcast, mate.
Welcome back, everyone. Another episode of Aces Premiership Countdown. The Pig is in the building. Pig, just a quick one off the top. Did you take your All-Australian bag to round two for the Colts last week?
I did, mate. I did. I stuck fat. So, you know, I'm not going to be dictated by you lot. And I stuck fat with it. I'm looking into a new bag. So, anyway, enough of that.
No, apparently it was some great feedback from Ned, one of the boys, and he wrote in, he said, if you've made an All-Australian squad for AFL, you can do whatever you want. And when I thought about it, you know what? You're spot on. You should be proud to be able to rock that bag. You could wear that down at a bloody Coles if you wanted to buy on your tuna and rice after your punting efforts. You know what I mean? Like,
Well, I won't be doing that, mate. If anyone knows me, I don't like to flaunt it. I thought it was very subtle, as I said last week, and I'm looking into a new bag.
I love it. Any updates for you, mate? What was your weekend like?
We had our first home game, played footy.
Saturday game
this week, thank goodness. Chilled out, family, just hanging out, back into work. So, not much to report. Very quiet weekend, mate. What about yourself?
Probably the opposite. Had a bit of a blowout, Had my mum's 60.
You need them every now and then.
Oh, I got a golf trip coming up, so it wasn't ideal. I said, I'm piss fit, boys, but I'm tired.
Hold on, you had a blowout at your mum's 65th.
Well, I had that, and then I had John O'Rourke, me great mate of mine. He's a 1 p.m. Booking for lunch that just went into all hours Sunday.
Sounds like
And then I was up early Monday, and I've just been chasing me tail all week. And then we've got this 4-day golf trip to Tassie tomorrow morning.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait. But everything's good, man. It's been a big week. Plenty to talk about. I think we should just dive straight in. Let's talk a bit of there's a bit of a crisis here. We are stinking it up. We had some funny messages from I'll read them out later, but the boys are just pissing themselves because we're getting worse with our locks and whatnot. And we've done a lot of research this week, which is probably warranted, but we need to have a crisis meeting very soon.
We even though we've given our punts to the punters, and they've been no good. We even tried a little sneaky one, just me and you, off the books, and still failed.
By two. LDU, one of my favourite players, couldn't get 25. Would have gave us a great collect.
21 at three-quarter time. We thought we were home and hosed. Anyway, we didn't give it to the listeners, so we won't talk about it too much. But that's exactly where we're at. We might have to go to listeners. If you have a tip for us for the weekend, then we might even listen to them next week. So send them in, maybe.
We did have someone write in actually, Justin Simpson. Love the Pig and Tommy, but can't have you tipping winners anymore. My turn, thanks. This is what he said: Melbourne to lead every quarter. Pies win, Dogs win. Thank me later, you mad dogs. Tommy towed me up on the wing once when he played with Peel.
That's a nice little
polish at the end. I don't mind. That's from Justin Simpson. So Justin, if you're listening and watching, we love your work. I can't agree with that, but we'll follow up. Maybe if it gets up, let us know. But I can't go against Freo. I reckon they bounce back. which we'll talk about later.
We'll talk about that later.
Anyway, let's get through last week. So, being a big week, but Toby Green one match ban. What are your thoughts on it? I want to hear your comments because you know mine.
I hated it. I'm big on protecting the head. Obviously, my great mate Angus Brayshaw is retired because of a head knock. I think it was a bit different with Toby this week. You know, he was jumping. You could tell his eyes were for the ball. He was going for a chest mark, and at the moment where he realised, hey, this guy's coming back, he's going to hit me, he's tried to even protect him, I think, in a way, and he's clipped him pretty softly with his shoulder on the head, and there was no impact. Mm. Like, he didn't get subbed off, didn't get knocked out. No, Took his kick. I think it's going too far. It's like last, was it the other year when Descent, was it last year? When it went too far. I feel like this is going, it was last year, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like this is going to get out of hand. Like, this is a football act. Like, you can't not want the best players, the best forwards, Toby Green, big key forwards, you can't not want them to mark and jump and fly at the ball just because someone's there. I think it's up to the defender or the player or whoever it is to protect himself and wait. Hey, courageous. I love that stuff. I mean, I used to try to do it as much as I could, and you get a pat on the back for being brave. But at the end of the day, if you cop a whack to the head and you put yourself at the mercy of that, then it's on you a little bit. I don't think Toby did anything wrong. I hated it. I understand. But I think it's going too far. I don't know about what you think about it.
No,
but that's
well
my
said.
Point.
We want to see our guns on the park. Like, it's a big Anzac Day game in Canberra against Brisbane Lions, and Toby's not playing. You know, and for something that, as I said, there's nothing in it. There's generally nothing in it. He turned the body. I mean, I just say, what's he meant to do? Run straight and have the knee straight? He actually turned and you know, your cheeks and your shoulders is probably a bit softer than having a knee straight down the middle.
Yeah. You got to understand a player in the split second moment too. He's not going to think, hey, I'm going to get a weak, I'm going to get my hand out of the way. He's thinking, I want to mark the ball. I'm going to get hit. Oh, I'm turning. It's a natural instinct. Like, you can have a bit of empathy for that. I understand if he deliberately means to do it, then you give him a weak, give him a warning, whatever it is. In that moment, I don't think Toby, he has a history.
Well, it's a bit hard to get the old good bloke tax.
Yeah, no good bloke
tax. No Charlie Cameron treatment for Toby.
But I don't think he meant that. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't think he wanted to hit him. I thought he was going for a mark. So I hated it. But he copped the week, and it is what it is.
And then Jesse Hogan, which I love, got off. He's given a little slight, little cheeky one on the. I thought that was the one that might have got a week, to be honest with you. I'm not saying, I don't got no idea, but if you're going to say these are the two incidents, take the names out of it, I would have gone, I reckon the incident in the goal square is probably one.
100% because that's controlled. You have an opportunity to not hit someone. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And as a defender, like, I didn't like when forwards would hit me in the chest because I wanted to hit them back. You know? Yeah. I can't. And you can get the one in the guts and you get winded, or you can get one onto the chin. Like, you can push and shove a little bit. You don't have to hit. So, I mean, Jesse's a mate of mine. Glad he didn't get a week.
Yeah,
but
same.
For me, I would be more inclined to, hey, stamp that stuff out. Toby fine for the ball. That's one thing. I don't think you need a week for that. But anyway.
Nah, it's interesting to get your take. And then Harley Reid, I mean, we speak about him a lot. Everyone's talking about him. But someone actually wrote in this week, hey, boys, I've got your lock. Just keep putting your $100 on Harley Reid to win the Rising Star, because he would have to have it in the bag if he only has to play another seven games, I reckon. He's by far the best player in the draft, and if not the last 10.
He's special, man. Like, just the confidence he has to just grab balls out of the pack, the way he shoved Fifey to the ground, and he's bouncing them like a meter after he's in a pack. He backs himself in. He's flying for marks. He's like the complete package in a way. Like, he can jump, he can mark, he can kick. He's powerful, he's quick. He's smart. Jeez, and I just think – I saw something the other day, like, he's going to get a long-term deal, 20 mil for 10 years or something like that. With the increases that they're expecting over the next 10 years or whatever, I think he's worth every cent.
Oh, yeah.
And you can think about the growth that he's got in him as well. Like, he's played six games.
I know.
It is crazy.
I know.
So can't wait to watch him play more, but it pissed me off a little bit. He's probably been best on twice – over the last 2 weeks, and they're going to rest him?
Do you reckon there might be something there, or do you reckon they're generally just saying? Well, because I would have loved to see him play Gold Coast because it's a young team and they're on the rise.
There's something there. There's something. What do you mean? Well, you reckon he's been on the piss or something?
No. I'm saying like little niggle might be sore. They're saying we'll keep you fresh.
Manage soreness. General. Like, I don't know.
Well, I also think Rolls Royce. They're probably thinking. The plan, you know, they don't need to be winning every week at the moment. They're probably thinking, we need to have this guy absolutely humming.
The strike while the iron's hot. He's flying. Yeah. The West Coast fans are thinking they've got belief again.
No, I'm with you. You should play every week. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. No, maybe he's a bit sore.
I think after a couple, maybe if he's sore, fair enough. But I think after a loss or, you know, if he's had a down game, hey, give the young fella a rest. But not after two best ons in a row. It's pretty hard to find form in this game sometimes.
And my old mate Barramundi, you gave him one. Barra, what's going on? I think Yowie, when he won it, everyone was like, what? I mean, what are you going to do if you're Waterman? He's kicked five last week, six the week before. And then you got Reid, who's kicked three and had 19 and just lit the whole place up early, kicked too early and had the crowd going. And, you know, what they did to Freo, I'll have my comments later about that. But Barra's rolled him, I reckon. Like, he would have been the youngest ever to win the Ross Glendening medal. And
probably should have won it. But Yo was good as well. But
Yo's on fire. He has this for a little tweet on X, as they call it now. But I've just seen this. Brad Klebanski. North Melbourne have won one of their last 27 matches. That win cost them Harley Reid.
Yep. We spoke about this last week.
We didn't. And then they got pumped by Hawthorn. You cannot tell me. Oh, we won't talk about it. But it's just staggering what happened last year. I just thought I'd bring that back up to remind my mate James Risk, who'd be listening. He's a North fan.
I say everything happens for a reason. Maybe, I don't know where North Melbourne's reasoning came in.
2 metre Peters back this week. We have heaps to talk about. Anzac Day week. It's a special week for everyone. And you've played in the game, so I want to get your thoughts on that. But Big Draper last week lying on the footy. Just before we move on, I just want to review last week. But he lied on the football, and the umpire's right there. And the big Texan had him plumb, I thought. What did you think?
Ball.
Holding the ball, isn't it?
That's the umpire was a little bit gun shy. And you can imagine, like, they are, you know, in the dying moments. Maybe there needs to be a bit of coaching. I'm sure they do, actually. I don't know this. I'm just this. But, you know what I mean? Like, really, to, like, just in the big... Under pressure, you know, you do mindfulness to be dealing with pressure at the right times and stuff like that as a footballer. And what are the umpires doing? Because they don't want to pull the trigger when it needs to be pulled. We've talked about the goal umpires, but the actual field umpires, I think Dersma was high. I reckon a minute before Draper, I reckon that was a free kick in the goal square, would have changed the game, would have put him in front. And then... And then obviously the Draper one, I was like, that's holding the ball, man. I thought it was done. And Tex would have slotted that too. Yeah. He's built for those kind of moments.
It would have been great to just see a goal after the or a kick after the siren. I can't remember the last time I saw one. And it's just and I was like, we're going to get a kick after the siren. I was doing armchair experts and going, beautiful. Like, we get to talk about this last moment. And when I didn't pay holding the ball, I was actually in shock. I go, I actually don't know what holding the ball is anymore. And I generally mean that. I've seen players, I think Langford he turned, wrapped up holding the ball. And then later on, someone turned and they just said, well, give it here, I'll ball it up. I'm going, where's the consistency?
If that's in the back half, the Draper one, that, you know, to give the opposition a chance to go up the other end, that's holding the ball.
100%.
Like, it's just so. Anyway, I think they admitted it was a blue. So we
weren't talking. It was just funny though as well. I'll tell you what I loved. I could almost have this as me caught me eye, but Rick's, you know, eye catcher. But Big Drapes, he's a great man. And did you see him doing the old like after the game, like how he lied on it? Like, I was like,
taking the piss
because he took the win, and I'm thinking the crowd would be.
Yeah, I was going to say, imagine doing that at Adelaide Oval. They would have wanted to absolutely kill him.
Well, let's get stuck into it, guys. We've got plenty for you. We have some play on or out of bounds, and we've gone with your one this week. In fact, we've gone with two of yours. We love your questions, and we can't thank our listeners enough who get on Spotify every week and write in. So, Pig, can you read out a couple crackers that you might have there for us?
We've got a few good ones, actually. Well, two good ones. Lads, this is from Ben. I'd love to know the last name. Give Benny. Him a real shout out. But Benny, lads. My mate was shaving his junk in the showers after the game. Surely that's out of bounds. So we've got his mate in the local footy club change room showers, just crouched over shaving his balls. Is that what we're doing here? Come on, man. What's your mate's name? I'd love a name to tag this to.
Should have named him. Should have, Benny, next time, name him so we can get it right out there.
You can't be shaving your plums at the local footy club. Come on, man. Do that at home.
Yeah.
Sit on the toilet, keep it in there. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's out of bounds. Get home and shave your junk at home, not at the local footy. In the showers, he's got the razor out.
Man, is there doors on the showers these days?
Is there a bloke that you played with that you would have done that or, you know, maybe?
Nah, there's a few I gave him some feedback about that, hey, mate, you need to shave that stuff. I wish he did it at home. So I reckon maybe this bloke's got some feedback. You know, there was a little bit too much length to him and the boys had enough of seeing it and he thought, stuff it. I'll bring the shaver in and shave it at the football club.
I thought you were about to say play on then.
No. Well, you know, sometimes you walk past, you go, boy, mate, you got to get rid of that. That's no good.
Actually, while we're on it, what are your thoughts on some bloke with a massive bush down there?
Oh, so, I don't know. Were you going to keep going?
No. Just a big bush down there in the showers. What are your thoughts?
Because you know, every now and then you don't know what's going on in life. You might be busy, and you might not have time to shave. I don't know, but you know, I like to groom myself every now and then. But sometimes it used to get out of hand, and the boys would give you feedback. And what would happen the next day? I'd come home clean shaven. Come to the footy club clean shaven.
Would you actually clean shave or clip?
Nah, clip.
Yeah, clip.
Use the same clippers on my face. No, I'm serious. Well, you know, give them a little wash, a wet wipe.
I reckon one of my old teammates, Lee Spur, but he was in pristine nick. Like he was no hair in the whole body. I reckon he might have even got the junk out in the showers and cleaned it up. I reckon,
at the club.
A name drop there. Sorry, Spurry. Yeah, I reckon at the club.
You're throwing him under the bus.
Yeah, under the bus. But it wasn't. No, it was a slick operation. It was never at it. It was almost like one day regrowth and he's got the razor out.
Anyway, mate, we got Williams' son, Nick. Having a beer in the shower after a game with the lads, but you keep your jocks or skins on, playing on or out of bounds. So similar, we're in the locker room. We're staying in the locker room, aren't we? We talk like we're in a locker room as it is. But I don't know about you, and you know, some people might think this is weird, but you got to get your jocks off, and you got to get your skins off if you jump in the shower. You know, I'm playing at the Port Colts now, and there's a couple of blokes that don't shower after the game and just throw their jeans on over their footy shorts, and that is peach.
Oh, no way that happens.
Mate, it happens.
Yeah, well, hang on. The game finishes and they're whacking.
Yeah, so, I'll see you, mate. Shower. He goes, no, I'll see you in there. Doing? Still mud on the knees.
No way. That is huge.
So, anyway, having a beer in the shower is great, but get your gear out. Like, get your jocks off, get your skins off, wash your knees, wash everything up properly, and have a beer at the same time. Make sure the shower water doesn't go on the beer, obviously. But
and you can always, there's a few tricks. Like, you know, you can turn the temperature up so a little bit more blood flow goes down there. You know, you don't want to have a cold one. If you're with the boys, a little bit of warm water and you get a little bit more girth, don't you?
A few blokes used to stretch it out, that's for sure. They shut the door, stretch it out, then open the door back up.
You know what you do? You find a weakness.
Mate, this show's turned into a bit of soft porn. Let's ease up. Easy.
You're out of bounds. You've got to get the kids.
Get your gear out.
Which is very good. Oh, thank you guys for your play on or out of bounds. That's a cracker. Let's get to the tipping leaderboard. Jeez, it was a tough week last week.
Oh, I had a stinker.
I've lost the plot last week. I think, as we know, it was a tough week on paper, but
where'd Jenny from the block go?
Jenny's got, she tipped, who'd she tip? She tipped someone that was outrageous, but Mum's right at the top there. Let me read them out while I go. How many did you get?
Two. Yeah. Stinker, as I said.
Mate, we had some people get 7 last week.
No.
Mum's dropped out of the top 10. Okay, so we have a leader. We have a clubhouse leader.
Well,
so,
give him a shout out.
Yeah, I will. Dom J underscore 46 is on total. Had 7 last week.
Big.
And I'll give Robin Sullivan a shout out as well, who's coming second. Equal second with Pistol Pete. But tipped 7 as well. So if you tipped 7 last week, do you reckon they're fluked that or they're at the top, so they're being pretty consistent?
There was a lot of line balls last week. We did say it was a great week for footy and like you could go either way. Obviously, I went the wrong way, but I got my 2 tips on Sunday. Like I was 0-6.
Did you tip Saints?
No.
You must have. I got 3. Anyway, but I can't even find me mum. She's dropped out of the top 50. She must have had a stinker. But there you go. She's had a blowout, 65th birthday. She's probably forgot to put her tips in. But there you go. 7 tips last week. Outstanding effort. Keep up the good work. We'll get a punters club review. We're that flat with ourselves. We're just going to move on. If you're listening, go, come on, boys.
But we're listening because people are starting to send their tips in and we're loving it. It's giving us something to think about. So keep that stuff happening as well.
Keep that going. But we do have our parlays ready to go on the show instead of last minute. Social media activity. We've got them ready to go and we'll read them out later. It's time for our Rick's eye-catching moment, Pig. There's been a few eye-catching moments the last week and let's get our Rixies out. Obviously, if you need a pair of sunnies, you know where to go, rickseyewear.com.au. Use the discount code ACES and you'll get a juicy 20% off and free express shipping right at rickseyewear.com.au. Now, let's get into it, our Rick's eye-catching moments. Pig, what have you got for me?
I've got, and I've done this a couple of times now, boxing and the MMA. I'm going Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney. If anyone out there, Ryan Garcia, I think he's got like 14 million followers on Instagram. He's a bit of an influencer in a way, but incredibly talented boxer. And he was fighting against, world title holder and undefeated champion in Devin Haney. And he trolled everyone. He was paying $8-$9 to win, right? He was supposed to be the eating a bit kid, and he beat Devin Haney convincingly. And it's eye catching because everyone thought this guy was crazy. He's posting on social media, drinking, saying some just crazy things. He didn't make weight by 3 pounds, which, you can say whatever you want about that. 3 pounds, 1.5 kilos, it's not that much in the scheme of things. They put the weight on anyway. And then came out and put this incredibly good performance on. And then afterwards said he was drinking every night, but then didn't say he was drinking and said he was trolling everyone, but now he's still saying crazy things. So I'm just like, I cannot stop watching this guy on social media. I don't know if you've seen it, but that was my eye-catching moment. Like, for him, for everyone, the commission came in and tested him to see if he was crazy. And then he's come out and won. Like, they wanted to make sure he was fit to fight because they thought he was going about it the wrong way. And He sat there and had the last laugh. Not only that, he bet $2 million on himself.
I saw that.
To win.
And won $12 million
US. $12 million, so they gave him 6-1.
They let her do that. Oh, obviously the
boxers
can.
Are, yeah.
That's crazy, yeah. Man. I saw the opposite. Who's the running back who used to play for Philly? Anyway, McCoy, I think it was. He put $250,000 on the other bloke to win $25,000, and he lost.
Oh,
everyone's like, what were you thinking?
Wow.
So Haney was a firm favourite.
Firm favourite. I like my boxing. Like, if I didn't know the odds, I can't remember what I was doing on Sunday. I forgot the fight was on. Yeah, that's right. And I didn't bet on it or anything, but I would have like put $20 on him or something because I thought he would at least be a chance. And the funny thing is at the press conference before the weigh-in, they bet $500,000 every pound Garcia was overweight. And Garcia was obviously confident he was going to make weight. He shook on the bet. So he owed $1.5 million to Haney before the fight. And before the fight happened, he already paid him.
Just a lot of mind games.
Yeah, well, you see a lot of these bets happen and they're like, oh, well, it wasn't in writing and all that. But they shook on it on stage. He thought he'd make weight. His dad, Garcia's dad, was saying, no, don't take the bet, don't take the bet. Haney's going, look, his dad doesn't even want to take. He's just like, because this is the craziness that he was doing. He's, a bit of bipolar about him. And, he shook on it. And then Haney said, hey, he paid the bet. So good on Garcia paying the bet. He had the last laugh, he won $12 million.
Yeah.
And then won the fight, which they made multi-multi.
And wasn't impressive. I saw all the highlights. It
was a 3 knockdown. So I don't think Haney's been knocked down. So that was my eye catcher.
What about just on that as well, when he sculled a beer as he weighed in.
Yeah,
and then he come out later on and said, don't believe everything you see. It was apple juice
and soda or something like that.
It goes to the storyline pre-fight. Everyone's like, this guy's lost the plot. He's sculling beers before a fight.
Yeah.
But he had a plan, didn't he? It's great marketing. We're here talking about it in Melbourne.
That's crazy. It's worldwide news. So that was me. What do you got, mate?
I'm going to keep it on the footy field. I had a couple. I had Jamal Murray's game winner, but I took that out because it's been spoken about by a few of the other lads on our other podcast, Ads and Dunks and Clubhouse. Make sure you go check them out. Go check them out if you're listening to this one because those boys are on fire. But I've got Prime Train, the Prime Train has collected 81 disposals down in the local paddock. I don't know where he's playing, but 81 touches. I don't think I had that in my last 2 years of footy combined, Pig. 81. And it's caught my eye and it's caught a lot of people's eye at a couple of WhatsApp groups where people go, this bloke's full of, like, you know, he's kidding himself. And I know Prime, he's a great fella, right? And he cops a lot of shit online. I don't like it, but he's mentally resilient and mentally tough, and he just goes to these local communities and they love him, and a lot of young kids look up to him, and he vlogs all his content, and he even come out with a little stat collector with his Champion Data team there, and they even did a collab post and they counted every stat and he had 81, and it's caught my eye. It's my Rick's eye-catching moment. So Prime, if you're listening, congratulations. Keep up the good work. Don't listen to all those people that are hating on you, mate, because they're just jealous. They wouldn't be able to do what you're doing for a day, let alone what you're doing for your lifetime. So, mate, I loved it. But, yeah, 81 disposals.
I don't care what league, who you're playing against, 81 touches is impressive. And when I saw it, so I think something on Instagram posted 81 touches. I was like, it's one of those jokes. Because from what I've heard, this guy gets, you know, 8 touches and a goal or whatever, but he's good for the communities. He gets around, yep. Gets around everyone. And when I saw that, I was like, there's no way. But then he's posted and there's footage of every one of those stats. I don't know if I could get 81 touches in under 10s. Do you know what I mean? Like, that is impressive. Doesn't matter what league you're playing. So good on him. It's good. It's good for him. Good for the communities because they get around him. So he gets crowds to those games. So it's a great
and
effort.
They feel, obviously, he has his own like camera crew. So the people that are playing against him, they kind of arc up a bit and create some good content. But, yeah, it's really good. Just on that, what's the most disposals you've ever had in a game?
AFL, I think I had 36.
It's a great game.
Yeah. Might have had a 44 when I was at Frankston. And we were down the back line.
That's
the
a ball lot was of ball.
I had 44 and we kicked 4 goals. And I was playing halfback, kicked 2.
That's a big day at the office.
Well, but we lost by 110 points.
Yeah, I know, yeah, but you still to kick 2.
I think that was like one of the best games I'd played, but I don't know. Local footy, who knows? Like,
how many do you reckon you can get at the Colts if you played on ball? Because it's not that easy.
Well, I'm playing there now. I'm in the 30s.
Are you playing on ball? I thought you said you're going to play back
pocket. Forward, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you are playing on ball. So given the money's worth.
Yeah, I'm trying my heart out there, mate.
I mean, they collect stats?
Yeah, they do.
What did you have last week?
I think 30.
Think you had 38 or something, didn't you? How many did you have?
Oh, come on, mate.
No, just tell me how many.
I think I had 30 and 2. So, I'm averaging around that mark. So
there you go.
Well, What about you?
No, I think AFL, I had like 31 against Essendon, but that was the top halves when I got me Brownlow vote.
You got a Brownlow vote?
Yeah, that was my only Brownlow vote, and that was against the Essendon. That was the top up. So, like, when all you boys had a year off, I got to play up. I got to bash up on all the boys topping up. And then in the waffle, I reckon there was a mid-30s in there, a couple of wet days. You'd get if you played on ball, you'd get a bit more. I've never really they count in paddy footy now, so it'd be interesting to see how many if you did go back and play.
I think last year, because I was taking the kickouts in the VFL a bit too, I had a couple of big games there when I went back to the just VFL.
You know exactly what you're doing as well. just run out of the square.
Make sure he's got 2 steps out of the square. That's why when I'm punting on my mates, you know, I know that are getting kickouts. Well, not my mates, but bloke. And they don't step out of the square. Oh, it's like, it's only one man. It's out of bounds. If you're taking kickouts, you play in the AFL, you step out of that square, get that stat.
Yeah, you get out of that box, boy.
Because there's people at home, degenerates like us, just waiting.
Yes. It's the cheapest one in the game. And how good is it when you need a bloke and he just takes it, he's like in the back pocket and he picks it up and then plays on.
It's funny, man. I watch it now being a backman, but you see 2 players. Obviously, there's designated kickers at every club, but I think anyone that can get the ball quick and get it in has a
turnover,
has a right to grab it, and you'll see 2 people run into the ball. And I was one of them. Anyway, keep going, mate. So good.
Well, mate, that's great. That's all we've got. Like I said, ricksiowa.com.au. Get online, use the discount code ACES, and you get 20% off and free express shipping. I've got the Soho Cherries on, and Pig's got the Melrose Large. for the big noggin. Righto, let's get into some footy. Predictions, game previews, tips broken down. We've got a few blockbusters this week. We're going to skip the D's and the Richmond game because this podcast will come out Thursday morning and the game will be already completed. But this game is massive. Anzac Day Eve, you've played in it though. So was it one of your favourite games to play at the D's?
Undoubtedly. It was special, mate. Like, I think, and I was talking about the things I miss from footy, is like the moments like this when you walk out onto the ground, it's already packed. So there's not many games where half hour before the game it's already packed because people are waiting for the last post, the national anthem, and the roar when you just walk out and you haven't even done anything yet, it just sends chills down my spine now. Yeah, and then the last post, and it's a bit eerie and nearly scary how quiet 100,000 people can be, and then obviously after the national anthem, everyone just erupts, and it's like it's a feeling that I'll never feel again. And for the players still playing, like cherish it because it's very special. But it's a special day, and you know we talk about as footy players, oh, we go to war and blah blah. Like I feel a bit uncomfortable, especially in a week like this when footy's not war. Footy's a game of footy, and you know we're playing these special games to respect, you know, the people that have, you know, serviced the country and give us the platform we do now, and you know, to be able to live the lives we live. It's not footy's not war. War's war, and but you know, with all the history the whole week has of Anzac Day, it just makes it even more special. I can't wait. I'm going tomorrow. Or today, when the podcast releases, taking a few mates, going, have a good day. I don't think I've been to a game live.
Unless Essendon Collingwood one,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been to one outside of playing. So I'm looking forward to having a few beers. I'll be going for the Bombers. I hope they win. I'm going to tip them because I think they're playing good footy and I'm not convinced Collingwood are at their best yet. You know, if I wasn't, you know, a bit more on the pro Essendon side, I'd probably go with Collingwood, but I'm going to tip the Bombers. What about you?
Yeah, well said, mate. I'm obviously away this. I'm going on a golf trip, but we'll finish our round and I'll be at the pub watching. It's my favourite game of the year, home and away, Essendon v Collingwood Anzac Day. I'm tipping Essendon. I'm an Essendon man. I used to watch you run around and love it. I love this game. The Pies were amazing last week after their, you know, 15-minute little lapse at the start of the game. But they just turned the Jets on. That was the Pies of old. Not old, but that's the Pies we know and love. And Essendon's playing. I thought Essendon last week played really good. They just couldn't finish inside 50. They were really frustrating inside 50, but they'll clean that up. They're playing a consistent brand, and I just can't wait to see the pressure. Essendon nearly got them last year. It's a home game. I reckon blokes like the package, big Jakey Stringer, they're made for big days like this. Yeah. And
Got him in my tips.
Oh, do you? Okay, yeah. Beautiful. Well, I just can't wait to see what he does. And big 2 metre Peter's back.
He's back.
And I reckon they lack a few tools in the defence there, the Pies. And it's a tall, I don't know what the selection looking like because I haven't seen the teams come out yet, but Harry Jones is emerging. You know, 2 metre Peter, you got Langford, you got Stringer. There's a tall forward line. With some nippy smalls as well. Gresham's been a great inclusion. Plus, there's a lot of other players on the field. But, yeah, the Zaharakis moment is still one of my favourites. I was there live. It's probably the moments that inspired me as a young kid. Like, I just want to be out there. Like, I'll do anything to give myself a chance to play AFL, but to be in a moment like that. Mm. And it's still, I was, you know, I'll never forget the crowd, how loud it was when he kicked that goal live. It's still one of the best sporting moments of my career. I say that because it was that loud and the bloody place was shaking and you could almost cry with happiness because I was going for the Bombers and it was when I was a full-blown nuffy, you know, when you're a young kid.
That you were there to witness that and not like Zach and Will. He'll never be able to forget that because it still gets spoken about every year. It's probably the best Anzac Day moment ever. But it's a sick game. And the best thing about it, doesn't matter if the Bombers are on the bottom of the ladder and the Pies are on the top, it's always a good game for whatever reason. I mean, I'm sure there's been a few blowouts in certain years, but for whatever reason, it's still a good game. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Anyway, enough on that, mate.
We skipped the D's and Richmond game.
We skipped them.
But
we're going to get the D's.
D's, yeah. That'll be
You know, the pod comes out after they play.
Just want to let everyone know. Yep, what else we got?
We're going to talk about quickly about GWS Brisbane. Cracking game. Obviously, Toby's out. We've got Hogue still in, thank God. Brisbane were really impressive last week. It's at Manuka in Canberra, which it's a bit sentimental to the Anzacs as well. They have a lot of stuff about out there.
You seen the Giants jersey? It's elite.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's got the camo G. It's elite. The Giants continually impress me. I can't wait to see this game. But I want to buy that jersey. Like it's a cracker. They've brought out that dark. The dark one they've got. I think they wore it a few weeks ago for Gather Round. But yeah, they've just just released that jersey for Anzac Day, and Tommy Green I reckon he'll be having a big day out being a Canberra boy.
Yeah. I'm gonna tip the Giants. Brisbane were really impressive against my mob last week. But Toby Green is a massive out, like his leadership, and he's just that spark, and he's a gritty player, but I just believe in the Giants a little bit more than the Lions right now, so I'm gonna go with them.
Yeah, the Lions have been a little bit disappointing in a sense of just even last week, I thought it was wet weather. They didn't play it that well. I heard them speak about that in the press, but come on, man. We've all played in wet weather. It's pretty simple.
I think I heard that something and off game, but like even Ross Lyon talking about three games in 12 days or whatever it was. And I was like, I don't think that Ross Lyon would ever say that 5 years ago, would he? Nah. Like, I don't think there's an excuse, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like when you're out there.
They say, I'm not going to use this as an excuse. Yeah. And then they say, but.
Yeah, so wet weather. Everyone's got the same conditions.
This is a big game for Brisbane. Giants have already shown us what they can do. They've had Cogs out, Sam Taylor was out last week, and now you got Toby out. I don't know what the team looks like just yet, but they've proven that their game plan looks amazing when it's up and going. Even last week, they were never really out of it. They probably let Carlton get away from there for a bit, but they hung in there. But Brizzy's let teams go, and they haven't shown us probably three or four quarters yet. That's a danger game for the Giants. I'm a bit nervous. I must say, I feel like this will go down to the wire. I'm going to tip the Giants, obviously, but I'm expecting a bit of a response from the Lions. And without Toby, you know when you hear like their best players out, the boys might be up and about with that news. Expecting a close one. What else you got?
All right, we'll just get a tip here. Port or Saints, Adelaide Oval Friday night.
Port easily.
I'm going to go Port easily as well. I think potentially our lock for the week. Tip again, North Adelaide. Down in at Blundstone Arena, Tassie. So, North play that ground well. Adelaide, bit iffy, but I'm going to go Adelaide. But nearly don't want to go my lock.
Adelaide need to win this, don't they? They can't. If they lose this,
they're nowhere.
I actually just feel sorry for North at the moment. I feel sorry for someone like Nick Larkey. I just hope the boys can start well. Just if I was coaching you, I'm not a coach, but just start well, boys. Be up by a goal at quarter time. Don't be out of the game at quarter time. Be in the game. I reckon they've been blown out too early.
They've got a lot of good players like LDU, Larkey, Sheezel, Kircher, and
Simkin. They got heaps.
Mate, I'm worried they keep losing. They're going to lose their good players. They're only going to get worse. Like, no one wants to go to North. Anyway, we're digressing.
I'm almost thinking, you know what? It's almost like an upset. That'd be the one that if I was going to have it be silly and put a 20 bucker on with you, little
that's
private.
Why I don't want to put it as a lock. Yeah. I just think it could be the one. All right.
I'm tipping Adelaide though.
Geelong versus Carlton at the MCG.
Game of the round?
Yeah, this is a cracker.
One of the games?
I wanted to tip Geelong last week, and you nearly talked me out of it, and I didn't even put in my tips.
Oh, did you forget?
I just didn't. I was like, mate, you made some good points. That was no good for us. I'm going with Geelong.
Geez, they're flying, the Cats.
Just, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah, they're flying.
Yeah. I really believe in them. Carlton were impressive last week against GWS, and GWS are a really good team. The G's a bit different though. I feel like Carlton, weirdly enough, they play better at Marvel, because they have a nippy team, a good ball movement, get it, clean conditions for the big fellas.
Oh, the big fellas. When they get to work, those two big fellas, they turn the game around
It's nothing better than having two big key forwards to watch. If I was a Carlton supporter, and I was growing up, having Mackay and McKernow, like, they're good. My two key forwards, this is big crash and bash, take marks, kick goals.
One's like flat, the other one's dominating, and then once the other one starts to pick up his game, it's just hard to stop, yeah.
Cracking game. Who are you tipping? I'm going to go Geelong. You?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Geelong. I'm going to go with Geelong. Yeah, I don't know what the bookies are saying, but Geelong, I think I've tipped against them a couple times now. You watched, they'll lose because I've tipped them. I think I tipped the Dogs when they played them in the gather round, and I think I tipped Brizzy at home last week, just thinking that Brizzy would win at home. Brizzy's lost three in a row at home. Can you believe that? So I can't wait to watch that one. There's a couple other crackers as well.
Last one we'll talk about, and we'll get our tips on the rest. But you know, I want to hear your tip, especially on this one, Freo versus the Dogs over at Optus Stadium.
Freo last week nearly made me sick. I couldn't believe it, man. I nearly, on TV, forgot because no one asked me. I was about to say, Fremantle will not lose the next seven. Freo will even up the ledger. It'll be 35 all. Freo will win the next seven. Now, I'm just glad that I didn't get asked to say that, because I generally believe that I couldn't believe they were down by, I think they were down by like 68 or something when I checked. And I was like, wow. Like, I didn't think in a million years were they going to get pumped. Didn't even think they were going to get beaten, but like pumped. They got pumped.
West Coast.
Let them do that to them. So
nothing against West Coast.
No. West Coast, we'll find out how good they're going. But I couldn't believe Freo. And what I keep saying it, I love them. I want them to do well. I want to see scoring. I haven't seen any scoring for the whole season. You can't win, in my opinion, you can't win the big one if you can't score 80 points.
No, you can't.
Now, you might not score 80 points on grand final day, but you need to be able to score. So I just want to see a response. And I actually think Freo will win. I think I read that Hugo Hagen might be out this week. I reckon Alex Pierce will get Norton. Lobb goes and plays his old team. That few of them wouldn't mind matching up on him. No doubt they know him pretty well. The midfield battle should be strong. Forward line versus Doggies back line. You could flip a coin, I think. Mm. So I reckon Freo at home will respond. They'd want to respond. What do you think?
I'm going to go the Dogs.
Okay.
There you go. And just purely off what both teams dished up last week. Dogs were, you can say whatever you want about the Saints. They didn't have King in, but it was more their ball movement. They were hitting kicks. They looked really good on offense.
Bailey Dale goes all right when he's not the sub.
39 and a goal.
What do you like?
What were they thinking? Not playing him, man. He's a star. Let them go to work. Let them do their thing. And
I think Caleb Daniels out again.
Out.
Yeah, I don't think he's playing.
They didn't pick him last week.
Well, I think I read an article before this, but said I don't think he'll be in the team.
Hugo Hagen. Personal reasons?
Yeah, I think he might be out again. But anyway, so you're going with the Doggies.
I'm going with the Dogs. All right.
Let's go out locks, because we've got a few more games there. Go through the last few.
All right. So I'm going to tip the Suns against Eagles. And I'm going to tip Sydney against the Hawks.
Yeah. And then we have had a lengthy discussion behind closed doors, guys, and we have locked in this. So we're getting in early. Gold Coast to win.
Yep.
Sydney to win. There's all head-to-head, and Port Adelaide to win. Yep. When you merge all three, you get $2.06 as we record this podcast. We've put our $100 on that, and we're going to try and get this thing going. And in life, this is a lesson. You can't go against the game plan, because everything is going against you. Just stick to the plan. And we've
got to stick to the process.
Exactly. Stick to the plan and get on the same game plan like we are. And we have just said, you know what, it's not $1.60, but it's not far off. So
we went away there for a bit.
We did. We went $8 about 2 weeks ago. And we embarrassed ourselves last week with $1.90, and we didn't even get the first leg. So that's our locks. Hopefully you all follow at home. Righto, speaking of you all at home, the listener questions, they're one of my favorite things to do is read the questions as they fly through Spotify, Pig. So let's get to a couple of these before we get to our KPI construction, stop that, and our Pig's Parlay and Tommy's Tips. Righto, so last week I thoroughly enjoyed reading these. Do you love reading these?
I love them.
When do you go on them? Do you read them like just a couple of days
I read them yesterday. But I'll go on and see if there's a few more on there.
Yeah, they do come. They come through late sometimes. But love the play on out of bounds. Here's one, Jack Myers. Hey boys, love the pod. Question for you blokes: what's the best/most creative way you've heard of local clubs paying players under the table, e.g., deposit straight into a TAB account? What have you heard?
That's a good one. I haven't heard many. Obviously, my first year out of AFL, so I haven't.
How do they pay you?
Well, I don't get paid well. It's a lot of I don't. A lot of free beer afterwards in the club rooms and a lot of pats on the back. I'll get paid with pats on the back. That's what I'll get.
That's a bit of mayonnaise.
That's a good one, though, the old tab.
I don't feel like I've been around local footy enough to understand. Nah. It's a great question.
So anyone that actually has heard one, send them through into the questions, because I don't know, but the tab ticket one is a pearler. Yeah. Surely the tax man can't find that.
No, I don't think you can. So I reckon there if you've got one, send them in.
Put it on a tab ticket for me.
That's very good. Righto, Copper M. Open showers in the club rooms is a bit of a dying breed. So do you reckon the doors on club room showers are play on or out of bounds?
Maybe that was in my subconscious before I mentioned that. But, yeah, it is out of bounds. Just be around, talk in the showers, talk nude, have a beer if you want. I think you need to get the showers off. Obviously, might be some circumstances where you need a shower with the door on it, but generally, the open showers.
Get the door off.
Yeah, the open showers were the ones we grew up with. So this is what I know. You?
Yeah, I've always been open showers.
Yeah. Get your wang out.
Get your junk out, man. Hey, guys, this is from Magnus. Would you rather win a grand final by 1 point or by 10 goals?
Oh,
now, you can relate to 10 goals.
I'd rather 10 goals.
But you're going to win.
Yeah, you're going to win. Yeah. Okay, well, I've won one by 90 points. But I say that because the last quarter, halfway through the last quarter, I could really soak it in. I could switch off a little bit in a way. Not that you did, because you never feel comfortable, but you could look around a bit more and go, how good is this? I'm going to be a premiership player. Whereas, when you're 1 point, it's stressful.
I know.
But you're going to win, right. Yeah, it's a good one. So probably maybe at 1 point. Cause
I reckon 1 point.
The euphoric feeling and the adrenaline and just how excited you'd be when that siren goes, that's probably it'd be pretty hard to match. Yeah. I don't know, you?
I reckon 1 point because it has to be a cracking game. Like any contest that's 1 point, any game. I don't care if I'm watching any code or any sport, 1 point with time ticking, everyone's watching that and no one will forget it. And there'll be moments, and you might have one of those moments where it's a blowout. People would remember it.
Switch off a bit.
But probably only your team remembers it as much as the public probably doesn't remember those iconic, Leo Barry and all those moments. You just never forget them.
Great
question, Magnus. Got one from Nathan Thompson here. Is Husey going back to Queensland? That's how there's a lot of news around the Storm Boys this week, and we've hit that on the head in the Clubhouse podcast, but there you go. They're desperate to get an answer. A few more about the junk. Timmy Knight, Tommy, if you throw on the boots, you better come and play with Crozier at Surfers Paradise FC. Thanks, Timmy. It's funny, Crozier, out of all places in Australia, he's going straight to Surfers, the H-man. I think he's playing his first game this week, so
we'll
have to wish him all the best. 20 weeks of rehab with his rig, so he's, I think it was his ankle. So his first game back, but he said to me the other day, cash is cash, and I've got to get back out of the park.
Cash is king.
Here we go. For Train, surely suiting up for the Creakers sometime in the future or bring the pig for another function would be unreal. Reuben Evans, that the Creakers at Riddles Creek. Would you come down to Riddles Creek for a footy function?
Oh, cash talks, mate.
Oh, money does talk. And Plugger, my mate's Prez down there. I'm sure he can
love,
get a little,
we'd love to
I'm sure
go
he can
down
deposit
there.
Something into your account.
I'd have to give me a sizable tab ticket.
What would your price be for something like that?
Come on, mate. We're not talking about this online.
So it must be a big one if he wants to talk offline. That's all we've got, though. We only had the 10 last week, 15, the week before 15. So is that a little bit
figures.
Of
we want a little bit more. We want a little bit more, but we're happy with the people that are writing in.
Is that where we're at?
Maybe we need a lift a bit more. You know what it is? These people are coming to earn a dollar off us and we're throwing their money down the drain.
We're
throwing
nothing.
Our own.
It's been good. Right, I got my Tommy Sips right here. Tom Green, 30 plus, Canberra boy. It's gonna be late. I'd imagine it's cold. Big game, Anzac Day, and at night, I think he'll get to work. Charlie Dixon comes back, had a week off last week. 2 goals. I think he'll respond, and he plays St Kilda. The Talls got to work last week. Jezza Cameron, 2 goals, loves the G. Absolutely loves the G. I think he's kicked 2 goals in every game except for last week.
He's on fire.
It was really wet. And then I've just gone with Jamie Cripps, anytime goal kicker. He's kicked one every game for West Coast, and I reckon he can kick one against the Suns. So that gives you $5.66. So have a little play there, Pig. What have you got?
I've gone, and with my setup from last week I spoke about, I'm going to get one leg in every game. So we spoke about the package and he's built for Anzac Day. I'm going two goals to the package. I think that's the most odds I get out of this whole thing. Lockie Whitfield for 25 plus, Brad Hill for 20 plus. Josh Rochelle is in the media a bit this week, you know, disappointed with himself, you know, with a few contests. I think he bounces back, has a cracker, but I've got him down for one goal or any time goal. Geelong plus 16.5. I think they win, but that's just getting a bit of a buffer. Cody Waitman, or any time goal. West Coast plus 52.5. It worries me about Harley Reid, but I'm still backing him in to do that. Tom Papley goal. That gets you $6.21. I'm sticking away from the $15 things that I've been going because I am nowhere. So hopefully
I'm feeling good this week.
But you know what? I've figured it out. If this is a winner, six rounds, seven rounds, I'm not that far behind in terms
No, you just need to give the punters one or two winners before round 10.
Yeah.
As long as they keep their units the same. So
there you go. Follow those. We'll put them up.
I'll get to work tonight and we'll put them on Insta. Righto. Well, there's plenty there, but you know what time it is? We always finish with our KPI construction. Stop that. There's been plenty of stop thats that have come across our desks this week. So let's put our safety kit on here. Pig, geez, it's a bit of a small helmet. Someone must have a little adjusted it because I've got a pea brain. But Pig, kick us off with your KPI construction. Stop that. What's been bubbling away at you this week?
My KPI construction stop that is, I'm not just going to talk about, you know, it's specifically probably about the wives and the girlfriends, but even our shorter friends that borrow our car and wind the seat forward and don't wind it back. And next time I get in my car, I'm banging my knee on the dash and I'm too dumb to realize that, hey, someone's wound it back. So stop that with winding it back. And if you do, wind it back forward because, as I said, I'm too stupid to actually wind it back and realize it's there. By the time I'm there, my knee's up against me chin and I'm hitting my head on the bloody visor. So stop that, wind it back or put the car back to how it was. It's only a little clip, but it's been happening a little bit.
I reckon your missus had a few blues at home.
And the thing is, I probably shouldn't be having a crack because it's usually when I'm borrowing her car and I'll still get dirty.
There you go.
I've had some mates do it too, and like I don't know why. Some mates like they wind the seat right up forward. I'm like, mate, you're the same size as me because I have the seat all the way back.
More laid back when you're driving. Yeah. Oh, the fat arm out the window, the big pig.
But I don't know. It's just something that irks me. I was talking to my mate about it the other day, and I think that'll be a good stop that because I'm sure a couple of people will relate to it. So, to all the short people out there borrowing cars, wind it back. Stop winding it forward.
Love it, mate. Love it. All righty. My KPI construction stop that this week goes to all the scammers out there. Oh. I've had an absolute gutful. I feel like the Australian government needs to start doing something. I'm copying one text message a day. I won't say what company they're from because that's doing them a dirty because it's not them. And it's not me. I can handle it. I see it. I go, that's not for me. But I feel sorry for, you know, all the oldies out there. Mum, dad, you know, your grandparents, whoever, someone out there that's not really used to this stuff, high trust, and they click these links and then they get hacked. So anyone out there that thinks it's okay to scam people, stop that. And the government, get on the front foot and stop it as well because we need you to just act here. I'm copping too many scam messages and it's not because of my safari history. I've been pretty clean there, Pig, so it's all good there, big boy.
You lying to me or what?
Nah, it's not. Mate, and that's what you start thinking. You go, why is someone actually hacking me here or what?
Every day for the last 2 months, I hear this phone call like, hello, this is Nelson. I'm like, no, it's not Nelson. Anyway, I'm like, no. And then by the end, I'm like, stop freaking calling me.
Oh, did you fire up, did you?
Oh, then they stopped calling. Like, dead set. Like, after I said that, they stopped calling me.
Yeah.
They must have thought I was because I'd hang up. And I'll get this wine collection. Hello, this is Matt from the wine collection. So if anyone out there has heard that one as well, I'm like, what is this number? Because it's always the number changes. I block it. I'm like, these scammers are crazy. Because, you know, if my mum or dad like wine, they're probably going, yeah, I'll buy some wine off you. And like the texts, I'll get the CityLink ones.
The tolls, the Oz Post. I said Oz I wouldn't do them dirty.
Oz
but
Post
feel
gets
like,
me. I'm like, what do I order?
Yeah, what have I got coming here? Yeah. I mean, they're sneaky. But yeah. It's kind of becoming, you know, I just feel like I've had a lot of them this week. So a little bit of a KPI, stop that.
I was watching something on, on YouTube. I'm a big YouTuber. And it's a $1 billion thing, like scammers like really? That. Billions worldwide.
Straight to jail if you get caught though, right?
Don't know.
I don't know how people can sit at home and go, I'm gonna fleece all these old ladies. Yeah,
because you're right, we know.
Yeah, we just delete it straight away.
Yeah, and even, that doesn't seem right.
And even if it is an Oz Post package, you just delete it and it'll rock up on your doorstep anyway. Yeah. But and also it's like the reason I say KPI Construction stop that to these scammers is I've had a few people call me and I'm just going, I'm not answering that. And it's actually someone going, yes. Mate, answer your phone. I go, oh, sorry, mate. I thought I was getting scammed. So, yeah, look, just lay off us, you know, maybe go somewhere else. But, that's all I've got. Well, Pig, big weekend for me. I'm going on the big golf trip and I'm a bit nervous about these.
Mate.
I'm a bit nervous about these planes. I've got
the
little plane. I've never been on one. Have you been on one of those little planes?
Yeah, I have.
Fine.
I'm all right.
But it's safe. Like, you know, when I say, like, is it bumpy?
Safe. I got there.
But they're bumpy?
Oh, yeah, they're bumpy.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you're not going to like it. If you don't like flying.
Oh, I just get a bit.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about it for the last week. I don't want to get on these planes.
The dropping, like, you'll be dropping.
Oh, how long's the flight to Tassie?
Mate, so, quick story. We went to fly to Shepparton or something when I was at Essendon to play a NAB game, or what do they call them now? JLT or whatever they're called.
Community camp or something.
And, the weather was so poor, we couldn't land and we kept on like going up and down. And we didn't even end up getting there because there's all the floods out in the country back then. Essendon was so arrogant that they thought, oh, we're not going to make the boys drive up. We'll fly up. And I remember there was maybe 8 of us on this plane because we had community camps out there as well. And we all thought we were going to die. It was like, I remember I was sitting behind Hep, Bottom Dawson Hebble, and he goes, it's been good, boys. And, mate, we were like, I think the air con or whatever went off. It was just the heater from the turbines or whatever was just pumping hot air through the thing. It was horrific. I'm all right with flying. I'm all right with small planes, but it was probably the scariest situation I've ever been. It was that bad. We couldn't even fly into Essendon Airport in the end. We had to land at Tullamarine on the big. Because the weather was so bad.
Oh,
and we're on these little planes. Anyway, long story.
Oh, thanks, mate. Really, I was hoping you'd tell me they're going to be a nice, smooth landing.
Yeah. No, so enjoy your flight.
Oh, there you go. Well, enjoy your weekend, everyone. All the best to all the players playing in this special week. Pig, thanks so much for your work and your time, mate. It's been a pleasure. We love everyone's support. Stick with us. We're feeling it this week. We feel it every week, but there's something in the air this week. I feel like we're back. So thanks for the support, and we'll see you next week on Aces Premiership Countdown. This episode is proudly sponsored by KPI Construction Services. When it comes to construction sites, reliability and efficiency are key. That's where KPI Construction Services shines. With a single call, KPI provides a range of essential services, which includes labour hire, crane hire, and traffic control. KPI is a progressive business with modern plant and equipment across all of their operating states. Focusing on innovation and to avoid the business drifting is always front of mind. We are proud to be aligned with and have such a reputable company partnering with the show. Aces, I know I always go on about the Rixies, but I got huge news. We have all our styles and colours restocked on the website right now. Get online, grab some sunglasses at rickseyewear.com.au right now and use our little discount code Aces if you want a 20% discount code on the house.